Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
My goodness, is it that time already? It must be time for the Keynote Club. I'm your host, Bob Hall, and for the next hour, we're going to be featuring the best in blues and rhythm and blues. Our waiter will show you to your table, and our waitress will desperately hunt for some clean glasses. You got a good view of the bandstand, and we put clean sawdust on the floor, so everything is just fine. And up on the bandstand, our first track is Roy Brown and Shake 'Em Up, Baby.
She can roll like dice, roll in the gambler's den.
that was one of the great early exponents of rhythm and blues, Roy Brown, from New Orleans. And Shake 'Em Up Baby, that was from 1955, and the King 45, King 4816. Okay, we're going to go now to Clayton Love from Matteson, Mississippi. He was an ex-preacher, made his name with Ike Turner. And this is a late recording. It's made in 1991 with the Johnny Johnson Band. Johnny Johnson, Clayton Love, Jimmy Vaughan on guitar. And it's a very New Orleans sounding Going Home.
Going home tomorrow. Can't stand your evil way. Going home tomorrow. Can't stand your evil way. You don't want my loving now, so I'm going away to stay. Don't try to find me. Don't even call me on the phone. Don't try to find me. Don't even call me on the phone. You don't want my loving, loving, loving. So won't you leave for me alone?
Going Home by Clayton Love with the Johnny Johnson Orchestra featuring Jimmy Vaughan on guitar. Now let's have something from the ladies. This is Big Maybelle, born Maybelle Louise Smith in Jackson, Tennessee. And this is from 1953. It's OK4-7009, My Countryman.
When I need
Big Maybelle and her countryman. The rockabilly spot this week is occupied by Sonny Fisher. Made quite a few records. This was his second release. He's from Texas. And this is called Sneaky Pete, which was a kind of strong hooch. It's from 1955 and it's on Starday 190.
Well, the old hound dog come a snooping around my door. Yeah, the old hound dog come a snooping around my door. Took a drink of Sneaky Pete, ain't seen that hound no more. Like the little white rat, he got drunk on Sneaky Pete. Yeah, the little white rat, he got drunk on Sneaky Pete. Told the big tomcat, don't you even bat your eyes at me. Down in the hen house, thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Well, down in the hen house, thought I heard a chicken sneeze. It was a big red rooster, he was drunk on Sneaky Pete. I want a big fat woman, bottle of Sneaky Pete. Yeah, a big fat woman, bottle of Sneaky Pete. I'm a-tellin' you boys, that stuff just can't be beat. I said a big fat woman, bottle of Sneaky Pete. Yeah, a big fat woman, bottle of Sneaky Pete. I'm a-tellin' you boys, that stuff just can't be beat.
Big fat woman and a fifth of Sneaky Pete, eh? Well, that's that must be heaven. This was Sonny Fisher, and that was his second Starday release. I have to leave you for a moment, but I'll be back in a flash.
Bigger Fish powered by Vince Wayne and in association with Crack Daily presents the Bigger Fish Tour, a Halloween glow in the dark party. See ya, Temper T, Krypton Conan, Marvel Boy, Cleo Soul, Cash Tastic, Lioness, Screwfizzer, Amplify Doc, Stay Fresh, and LZ7, DJ, Policy, and Lanique and Seaver, and not forgetting Burger Boy. Hosted by Brez and myself, Jazzy, Wednesday the 26th of October at O2 Academy Sheffield, 6:30 till late, 14 to 21 year olds. Tickets start at £5 from biggerfish.com. Remember, be there, it's exciting like emotional.
Okay, we're carrying on with the rare record spot, and this week it's Petey Wheatstraw and a fairly rare Decca. This is Decca 707. It's from 1934. Petey Wheatstraw doing the best I can. Guitar player's unknown, but could be Charlie McCoy.
When a man is not working, working hard all his life, some low-down rascal, all men try to steal his wife. But here I am, hard-working man, doing the best I can. I hate to hear that your set of winds are blown. Every time she whistles, to the roundhouse I got to go. And here I am, hard-working man. I'm doing the best I can. I don't know, honey, baby, what to do. Don't want to hurt your feelings. You get mad at you. But here I am, hard working man, I'm doing the best I can. Yeah, I wake up this morning, rag around your head, asked you to cook my breakfast, except you went back to bed. Here I am, hard-working man, I'm doing the best I can. Went out this morning, could not make no time, didn't have no blues, but I was all worried in mind. Here I am, hard-working man, there I'm doing the best I can. I'm a hard-working man, trying to do things that right. When my woman tips that on me, I ain't going to work tonight. But here I am, hard-working man, I'm doing the best I can.
Petey Wheatstraw, who used to be billed as the High Sheriff from Hell, and that was Doing the Best I Can, from 1934. Sadly, tragically, Petey died in a car accident in 1941, but he was one of the most popular of the pre-war artists. Okay, moving on a little bit, let's have some cool jazz. This was a very influential record from the 50s. It's from 1958, it's on Blue Note. And it was a group led by pianist Sonny Clark. The album was called Cool Strutting, and very cool it was, with Art Farmer trumpet, Jackie McLean alto. All the tracks are quite long, but let's play a little bit of Cool Strutting.
Thank you.
Well, there they go. That track was 9 minutes long, so no way we could get that into our one-hour program. Sorry to cut off a nice Art Farmer solos there. That was Sonny Clark, pianist Sonny Clark, and Cool Stratton on Blue Note from 1958. Okay, let's go down to New Orleans, and a man called Leon T. Gross, not a name to conjure with, but if I say that his stage name was Archibald, who was probably the most influential of the early New Orleans pianists. I mean, everybody from Professor Longhair onwards was influenced by Archibald. And this is one of his rather few recordings. It's She's Scattered Everywhere on Imperial from 1950, Imperial 5101. Archibald and She's Scattered Everywhere. My old friend Barry Cooter down in Key West has a great version of that. Well, we're moving on. It's time for the gospel spot. And this time I've picked a track by Woody Guthrie, the great folk song troubadour. And this is, I guess, it's hard to tell exactly when this was recorded, probably in the 40s. It has Sonny Terry, the wonderful Sonny Terry on harmonica, Cisco Houston on guitar, Woody on guitar and vocal. This was while Woody was still active and before he was diagnosed with Huntington's chorea, which eventually killed him some 20 years later. Very sad story. But this was Woody in his prime with Old Time Religion.
Do what? when I'm a dying. Do when I'm dying. Stand up for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. That old time religion. Stand up for me.
Old Time Religion, Woody Guthrie, Sonny Terry, Cisco Houston. Not the greatest of hi-fi recordings, probably recorded by Moses Ash sometime in the 40s. Okay, you're listening to Sheffield Live. This is the Keynote Club. Sheffield Live is on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. I'm Bob Hall. I have to leave you for a moment, but please listen to these important messages.
No.
Is there something wrong with me? It's my weight, isn't it?
No, you're great. Just the way you are.
Erectile dysfunction is more common than you think, especially due to the fatigue and alcohol abuse that often accompanies taking home a large, needy girl from the bar late at night. That's why there's Mollus. Don't let your penis let you down. Mollus overrides the dignity and disgust that often result from a sexual encounter with a desperate girl, so you can have the confidence and stamina to make an impression that lasts.
Wow, that was incredible.
Can I see you tomorrow?
Yeah, listen, could you use the back door so my friends don't see you?
Asshole!
Ask your bartender about Mollus, or order online from any number of disreputable Mexican pharmacists. Mollus is Vesuvius citrate and should be taken with alcohol. Mollus, respect be damned.
Thank you.
nice sleazy instrumental there from the Googie Rene combo. That was Midnight on a Class 45, Class 205 from 1957. Googie had the great advantage in getting a record deal that his father owned Class Records. That does really make it easier. Oh, time for the Cajun spot now. And this is Dewey Balfour, and the great Dewey Balfour. That doesn't need any introduction from me. And this is Et quand j'étais petit. Dewey Balfour and Et quand j'étais petit, which, if my French will extend to it, I think means when I was small. Okay, let's move on now. Let's go to the great master, Ike Turner. This is an Ike Turner classic, as I'm Gonna Forget About You. I'm
heard about you. Now when things get hard and rough on you, don't try to get me back, cause baby I'm through. I got my clothes in a matchbox, I'm gonna forget about you.
Ike Turner and I'm Gonna Forget About You. I had the great privilege of doing shows with Ike Turner in his later years, actually in Thailand. We played a club, my band and his band played a club out there, and watching Ike, even a couple of years before he died, he was still the master, still the king.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, we've come to the time in the program when I try to play something which extends the listener, something which is really quite awful or awfully bad or gratuitously offensive even. I think you might like this track. This is by Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band, and it's a story that could happen to anyone. It's called Give Me a Ride to Heaven, Boy.
Thumb out in the wilderness and a halo in his hair. He said, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. So I come screeching to a halt, I said, hop on in. He said, thanks a lot for the lift, I forgive you of your sins. Hell, I just come from Jerusalem where things are going bad. Oh, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I need to talk to my dad. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I jammed her down in gear, kinda kicked my feet beneath the seat, I was trying to hide the beer. Oh, but he just grinned and said, my friend, I know you must think it's odd, but you got nothing to fear about drinking a beer if you share with the Son of God. Hey, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. It on the floor, said you have to show me how to get there, I ain't been before. It's a hard place to find, he said, but I'll give you a little clue. It ain't somewhere up in the air, sitting right here inside with you. And right in the middle of that perfect smile from his robes, he pulled a gun, stuck it up beside my head, said, how's this for kingdom come? Well, I pulled off scared, but I heard him say as he left me beneath the stars, well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and tonight, my son, he gonna use your car. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ.
Give Me a Ride to Heaven, Terry Allen and the Panhandle Mystery Band. Terry Allen is apparently a well-known and highly respected professional painter, as well as a really fine songwriter. I'm really jealous.
Dinah Rod does the job.
Alas, something is rotten in the state of my bathroom. My throne doth overflow with the foulest stench of... Oh, to release this plague from my drains. 'Tis time to call Dinah Rod.
Drain drama. Dinah Rod will fix your price up front and fix the problem before you know it. Call us on 0800 101 999 or visit dinahrod.com. Dinah Rod does the job. Conditions apply.
Dinah Rod does the job.
Recorded in Chicago, that was Albert King and Be On Your Merry Way. Well, I don't usually do obituaries, but there have been so many people passing on in the last few weeks, I thought I ought to do at least one of them. And this one, I think, hasn't been perhaps as popularized as others. We sadly had to note the passing of Wade Maynor, who was one of the earliest bluegrass artists, guy who really helped to define the bluegrass style. This is Wade. Oh, by the way, he only just died. His first recordings were in 1935, and he passed a couple of weeks ago at the age of 104. So he didn't do too badly. This is from 1951. It's one of his King recordings. It's "The Girl I Left in Sunny Tennessee."
Sunny Tennessee. I'd been speeding on the train that would bring me back again to that girl left in sunny Tennessee. I could hear darky singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old homestead I'd been
see as the moon rose in its glory. Then I told my saddest story to that girl who lived in sunny Tennessee. Train drew up at last, old familiar scenes had passed. Then I kissed my mother at the station door. Then kind friends gathered round, tears on every face I found. There I missed the one that I'd been waiting for. I could hear those darkies singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, as the moon rose in its glory, and I told my saddest story to that girl left in sunny Tennessee. I just whispered, mother dear, where is Mary? She's not here. All the world seemed dark and sadness came to me. She just pointed to the spot in the little churchyard lot where my sweetheart sleeps in sunny Tennessee. I could hear the darkies singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old home till I could see as the moon rose in its glory.
Wade Maynor there, and the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. That was the Wade Maynor Trio. Wade also had a brother, G.E. Maynor, with whom he started, and they did make quite a lot of records together, but it was the Wade who had the stamina. He was still recording, playing in the 90s, and maybe even in this century, I don't know. Anyway, he recently died at the age of 104. Okay, let's move to somebody who's far less well-known. This is Edgar Blanchard. Edgar Blanchard and the Gondoliers. Edgar was a resident at the Dewdrop Inn in New Orleans in the 50s, and this was recorded around about that time. It's on Peacock. It's from actually from 1949, and it's called Creole Gal Blues.
Creole gal, and she sure is good to me. I've got a Creole gal, and she sure is good to me. Got no time for you other women, so don't waste your thoughts on me. She washed my face every morning, she even combed my head. She says a little prayer, then she tucks me into bed. Crazy about that woman, 'cause she's so darn good to me. Got no time for you other women, so don't waste your thoughts on me. Brings me my breakfast every morning, I never have to wait. Gives me my exercise early to make sure I keep in shape. Crazy about that woman, she's so doggone good to me. Got no time for you other women, so don't waste your thoughts on me. When I wake up in the morning, she greets me with a kiss. She never gives me an argument about that thing or this. When I need understanding, she's right there by my side, And when I need some loving, she knows how to satisfy. Crazy about that woman, 'cause she's so doggone good to me. Got no time for you other women, so don't waste your thoughts on me.
Creole Gal Blues by Edgar Blanchard. That was recorded for Don Robey's Peacock label. I do hope that he got paid for it. Not everybody did. Okay, let's move on to Jimmy Liggins. Jimmy Liggins, great West Coast guitar player. This is a tune he recorded twice. This is the second version. It's I Ain't Drunk, and this is on Aladdin from 1954.
Sun goes down, get with my party and I begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking, I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up another round, set 'em up another round, set 'em up another round. One more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lush. Baby started to fuss, and I said, honey, hush. I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up another round. Set 'em up another round. Set 'em up another round. One more round won't get me down. And don't try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up another round. Set 'em up another round. Set 'em up another round. One more round won't get me down. I want to pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set 'em up another round. Set 'em up another round. Set 'em up another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.
My name is Bob Hall, and you've been listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd like to leave you with Eddie the Chief Clearwater, and I'd like to play this track for my good friend and longtime companion Bob Brunning, who also sadly passed away this week. Bob and I had a band, the Deluxe Blues Band, and when Eddie Clearwater came to the UK, we backed him on a number of dates, and we have some really good memories. So this is Eddie Clearwater, and this is for you, Bob, wherever you are. This is a real good time, and I hope you're having one too. Come on. Hey, everybody, come on. Hey, everybody.
Mm-hmm.